do what he says, she reminded herself. That was the deal she'd made with Ziya. Keep your head down and obey, or Riga will find some way to get rid of you. She should be glad for this ritual. It was protection, the ultimate guarantee that Riga could not kill her without killing himself, a shield for her and Ziya both. But still she was so afraid. What if this was worse than death? She found her voice.
There has to be some other way.
There isn't, Riga snapped. We won't last much longer like this. This war has gotten too big. Our enemies have grown too many.
He gestured with his knife toward the forest.
And if Ziya keeps acting like that, he won't last another day.
He won't last because you've pushed him. Dachi wanted to snap back, but she held her tongue for fear of stoking his temper. His cruelty. You don't have another choice. She'd realized long ago that she needed to make herself absolutely necessary to Riga if she wanted to stay safe. Indispensable, anchored and chained to his very life.
Come on, Ziya!
Riga cupped his hands around his mouth and called out.
Let's get this over with.
The trees were silent. Riga raised his voice.
Ziya! I know you're out there.
Maybe he ran, Daji thought. Clever bastard. She wondered what Riga might do if Ziya really did try to escape. He'd chase him, of course, and likely catch him. Riga had always been the strongest and fastest of them all. The punishment would be terrible. But Daji might fend Riga off for a few minutes, buy Ziya some time. And even if that cost her her life, at least one of them would be spared. But seconds later, Ziya came wandering through the forest, stumbling as if drunk. His eyes had that bemused wild look that Daji had recently grown accustomed to seeing on his face. She knew it meant danger. Her hand crept toward her knife. Riga stood and approached Ziya like a keeper might a tiger, hands spread cautiously out before him.
How are you? How am I?
Ziya tilted his head.
Whatever do you mean?
Daji saw Riga's throat pulse.
Can you come sit down?
Riga asked. Ziya shook his head, snickering.
This isn't funny,
Riga snarled.
Come here, Ziya.
Ziya?
Ziya's eyes tipped to the sky.
Who's that?
Riga reached for his sword. Daji raised her knife. They'd prepared for this, all three of them, with Ziya's consent. They had to strike just before he opened the gate. Ziya's face split into a horrible grin.
Kidding.
Riga relaxed.
Fuck you.
Daji exhaled and tried to slow her frantically beating heart. Ziya sat down cross-legged in front of the fire. His eyes flickered toward the bound deer with a cursory interest.
It's acting very tame, isn't it?
He picked his own knife up from the ground and dangled it before the deer. Fire glinted off the serrated edge. The deer lay still. Indifferent. It might have been dead save for its resigned, labored breathing.
Daji shoved a wad of opium down its mouth,
Riga said.
Ah.
Ziya winked at her.
Clever girl.
Daji wished the drug had taken effect earlier. She wished Riga had given it time. But that would require empathy, a trait he most certainly did not possess.
Look alive, Daji.
Riga brandished his knife at her.
Let's not drag this out.
Daji sat frozen in place. For a brief moment, she considered running. Her knees trembled. No, there's no way out. If she didn't do this for herself, she at least had to do it for Ziya.